Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven the sound like a mighty rushing wind, and filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared to them and rested on each one. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And when Peter finished his sermon, he says, "It shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On this day of Pentecost, amen. Today, in the day of Pentecost, we consider the work of all three persons of the Trinity. We will consider the language of the Holy Spirit, the peace of Jesus, and the greatness of the Father. All around the world today, Christians are celebrating Pentecost. They've gotten their red banners out, put the red pyramids out for the fire because of the flames that came down upon the apostles as they spoke in other languages. But let me begin by explaining the significance of Pentecost before we look at the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John. It has been the period of 40 days of Easter. When Christ ascended on Easter, he for 40 days gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He ate with the disciples. He showed them his hands and side. He gave proof that he was risen from the dead. And he did this for 40 days. And then on a Thursday, he ascended into heaven. And the angels proclaimed that the Jesus who went up upon the clouds would come on the last day and return upon the clouds, foretelling the coming of the last day. And Jesus said, "Stay in Jerusalem for a few days from now. The Spirit will come upon you." And exactly 10 days later, 10 days from his ascension, the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down on a Sunday, like today, and the signs said in Acts chapter 2 appeared, where the Holy Spirit came down, and they spoke in all the known languages of the world at that time, the gospel of Christ. So all around the world today, Christians are celebrating this birthday of the church at Pentecost. The word Pentecost comes from the Old Testament. It was the Feast of Weeks. They gathered together at the Lord's place to thank God for the wheat and barley harvest. And it was 50 days after Passover. Well, Pentecost for us is 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. They celebrated 50 days after the Passover, reminding them how God brought them out of Egypt into the promised land through the wandering of the desert. We can pass over from death to life because of the resurrection of Christ. And 50 days after Easter, Pentecost happened. Now it's not a harvest of wheat and barley. Now it's the harvest of people all around the world. What is happening in this great day of Pentecost, in this great harvest of souls? Jesus had foretold that after his ascension, the Helper, the Spirit of Truth, would be sent from the Father to bring them to remembrance all that Jesus had said. The work of the Holy Spirit is to bear witness to Jesus. But what is amazing about the day of Pentecost is, did you realize that a Pentecost is the reversal of the Tower of Babel? Remember, in the Tower of Babel, because of the sinfulness of mankind, God confused their languages, spread them out all to all the various nations of the world, and people couldn't even communicate because of the differences in languages. That is all reversed now. Now all the nations of the world have come together in Jerusalem, and they now have the one language of the gospel that is now proclaimed in all the languages of the world. Pentecost reverses the Tower of Babel and brings all the nations back to God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Thus, the significance of this day in the life of the church. And so, on this Pentecost day, let us first of all consider the language of the Holy Spirit. The day of Pentecost came. They were all together in one place. This was a place in Jerusalem. There's a spot that you can visit in Jerusalem where they believe this event happened. But it was one place where many people, many of the Christians, had gathered together. And then it happened, just exactly as Jesus had foretold. When from heaven comes the sound of a mighty rushing wind, the sound of the wind was in the room and in the place, but there was no actual wind. It was the sound of a rushing wind, denoting that the Spirit was there. Then it fills the entire house, and they have these tongues of fire, fire from heaven glowing on their head. And when they are filled with the Spirit, something amazing happens. They were speaking in languages they had never known before, the gospel of Christ. This is astounding. They were devout men from every nation under heaven. In other words, there were people from all around the Roman Empire in Jerusalem, and the multitude that hears this is bewildered. The gospel is being spoken in various languages, but it would be like today if all of a sudden in this room, one of the apostles was speaking French, another was speaking Russian, another was speaking Greek, another one was speaking Swahili, and we'd wonder, what is happening? And in fact, in the book of Acts, 14 different language groups are mentioned, meaning that the gospel is going out to all the nations, because these people are soon going to return home to their homes with this gospel. And Peter preaches a sermon, and Acts chapter 2 summarizes his sermon that he quotes from the Old Testament prophet Joel. He tells the bystanders, these men are not drunk, because some people said they were drunk. No, they have the Holy Spirit poured out upon them. They are proclaiming the gospel in all the known languages of the world in preparation for the final day of the Lord when the universe itself will be destroyed, so that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, the epistle lesson today was only the first half of Acts chapter 2. The second half of Acts chapter 2 is the extended sermon of Peter, where he says, you need to repent, because you crucified this Son of Man, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And that day, over 3,000 people were baptized. I think sometimes we forget about that the really big thing that happened that day was not just the coming of the Holy Spirit and the speaking in other languages, but 3,000 people being baptized. The language of the Holy Spirit. This is what is astounding about that day, if you think about it. It was only a month and a half before this that Peter, in the presence of a little servant girl, who said, you were with Jesus. And Peter denies it three times. He's afraid of a little servant girl in the courtyard. And then when he looks at Jesus and realizes he's denied Jesus, he goes outside and he wept bitterly. Now, a month and a half later, the same Peter is standing in front of thousands of people, fearlessly telling them, you crucified him, but God raised him from the dead. What had happened to Peter? He was filled with the Holy Spirit. And this man, who formerly had denied Jesus and repented, preaches one sermon, and 3,000 people come to faith. My friends, that is the power of the Holy Spirit. He takes broken vessels like you and me and Peter, proclaims both the law, you must repent of your sins, and the gospel, Christ died for your sins. People hear that word. The Holy Spirit gives them faith, and they are baptized. This is the language of the Holy Spirit. The Father gave his words to the Son. The Holy Spirit takes the Son's words and gave them to the apostles, who wrote them down in the New Testament. And now today you are hearing the language of the Holy Spirit because you're hearing the gospel in English, in a language you understand for your heart, for your heart, and for your mind. The language of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, on Pentecost, we consider the peace of Jesus. Jesus said, "You don't understand, but I am going back to the one who sent me. And truthfully, it is to your advantage that I go, so that the Helper can come to you. I will send him to you." We will have Jesus' peace because through the word of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin and righteousness and judgment. And we will have the peace of Jesus. The reason we have the peace of Jesus through the language of the Holy Spirit is, first of all, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin because they do not believe in me. What he means is this. Indeed, it is true that breaking of any of the Ten Commandments, and we all break all of them all the time, is indeed sin. And the law condemns our sin. But the ultimate sin is unbelief. Because when a person doesn't even believe that they're a sinner, they will not repent of their sins, nor will they believe in Jesus. And so the world is convicted of its sin because of its unbelief. And the law condemns those who will not believe. But, he continues, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of righteousness, Jesus says, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. This is the opposite of the law. This is the gospel. The Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness, meaning that Jesus Christ, who died on our place, who was raised for our justification, ascended to the right hand of God, is right now interceding for you, is right now your mediator. Through his holy blood shed upon the cross, you have been covered in baptism with his righteousness. God declares you holy, saints, dressed in white robes, because of the righteousness of Christ, which is credited to you, put in your account through faith. The Holy Spirit convicts you that you have this righteousness in Jesus Christ. And think about it for a moment. No one in this room has ever seen Jesus with their eyes. But yet you believe with all your heart that he died for you, that he rose from the dead, and he's coming to take you to be with him in heaven. How is it that you can even believe that? You've never even seen Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit has convinced you of righteousness and giving you faith in your Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jesus says the Holy Spirit will also convict the world of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. The world, in unbelief, laughs at the idea that there will be a judgment day, a last day. We, with the eyes of faith, know that the judgment day is coming. But on that day, the last day, resurrection day, because we've been justified by grace through faith, we realize that the ruler of this world, which is Satan, is already condemned now. He's already condemned. Not just then, but even now. You can't see this with your eyes yet, but the Holy Spirit has convinced you there is the last day when the Lord Jesus Christ, who ascended, will return in glory. The language of the Holy Spirit, the peace of Jesus, and lastly, the greatness of the Father. The Spirit of the truth will not speak by his authority, but by the Father's authority. The Father gave his words to Jesus. Jesus, God's Son, took the words his Father had given to him, and the Spirit declares those words to us, which are written down in the New Testament. So when the church speaks, declares, preaches, and teaches the things that are to come, we are glorifying the Father because we're taking the words of Jesus given to us by the Holy Spirit, written down in the New Testament, declared to you, so that all the Father has given to his Son through the Holy Spirit comes to you. How marvelous the greatness of the Father, who has had you baptized into the triune name, enabled you to hear the preaching of the law and the gospel, and to be taught, along with your children, the stories from God's holy word, to hear the word of absolution of your forgiveness, and to receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine in holy communion. So in conclusion, on this day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out to reverse the curse of the Tower of Babel, so that mankind now has one language, the language of the gospel. The crucified, risen, and ascended Lord is the one who gives you true peace. We are at peace with God the Father because we've been declared at peace because of the righteousness of Christ in the sacrifice of his body upon the cross. The greatness of the Father assures you there is nothing you need to be afraid of. As you serve in your daily vocation and callings in your daily life, as you assist us in the work of our congregation, if you're asked to serve on one of the boards or the councils of our church, if asked to serve, prayerfully consider it and say, yes, I will serve. Because we are Pentecost people who are serving in view of the resurrection day. The Spirit of the Lord has come upon us. We will see on the last day what Ezekiel foretold, the coming together of the dry bones, the graves will be opened, the bodies will be raised in glory, and even now the Spirit is upon us in view of that day. Rejoice today, Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the fire, and the wind, and the sound of the gospel. Rejoice in the language of the Holy Spirit, in the peace of Jesus, and the greatness of the Father. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to chant the offertory.